two dots on Lamed Gimel Beis. Okay, so this two dots takes us all the way back to Lamed Aleph on Beis. We asked the Steer and Braces.
Hello, good morning.
That the Steer and Mishnah, our Mishnah says you pay Kanas for Achosay and Achazaviv. The Mishnah Malkus says you get Malkus. So the approach we've been saying until now is that you're going to, the case is going to be either that you pay and not get Malkus, because that the preference is paying, like Ula says, or the scenario was that there was no Malkus, like Rabbi Yochanan said, there was no Asrot, there was no Malkus. Rish Lakish says he has a different approach to answer the question, that Hamani Remeir, the Tana of our Mishnah, over here, which says that the case of Achos against Kanas, is Remeir, Domer Loku Mashalim. Remeir has no problem getting both. So therefore, the steer is not a steer at all. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah of Makkah says you get Makkah. Our Mishnah says you pay Kanas. And yeah, both are true. Okay. So the Morris says, Remeir, we're going to see in the next Mishnah, Alam Avov, that the Mishnah says the list of people do not get a kanaz. So it talks about the case of the girl who became a giyaris or shifra over the age of 3. But then it says abal bito, bas bito, etc. These do not get kanaz because they're chayav misa. So Mar says Ira Meir, hold you, let your loike mashalim. I feel a bito nami, even in the case of mesa mashalim, he holds that the loch is that you pay. Okay, so why does the Mishnah say Bito is Potter? The next Mishnah says Bito is Potter, and it's going to be Remeir of the first Mishnah, it's going to be Remeir of this set of Mishnayos, which is contrasting the cases, saying these cases do get a Kanas, and these cases don't get a Kanas, is both going to be Remeir. Mechitema, maybe you're going to argue, Remeir, Loike Mishalem Islay, Mesa Mishalem Leslay, Remeir holds that, no, to get Malkus, and Mammon, that yes. But to get Misa and Mammon, even Remeir agrees you don't get the Misa, overrides the Mammon. And that you're going to argue, but really? Beloy, he doesn't hold like that? Batanya, well, we learned in the Braisa. God of a Tomek B'Shabbos, the person did the Geneva and the Tvicha on Shabbos. Or God of a Tomek B'Shabbos. He did the Geneva, and then he shechted the animal to the Vodazor. So these are, he's shechted on Shabbos, he's Chayav Misa, he's shechted the Vodazor, he's Chayav Misa. The third scenario is Gadav Shara Niskel B'Tvachai. He steals a Shara Niskel, which the Mor is going to grapple with. If it's a Shara Niskel already, it's not worth anything anyway. So that scenario is not an issue of Kamalei Rabbi Minei. The issue is that the shechita of the animal, you can't eat the animal even when you shecht it. So is that considered a valid shechita? So that's really a separate issue, but at the price of discussing all three cases together. Mishal Tashumi Abraham Chamisha, Dibri Remeir. Okay. So here we have that it's a case of person's Chayav Misa, and Remeir says he's also Chayav the Kanas, of Dal Behei, for shechting the animal. So Remeir holds even Mesa Mashalim. So if you tell me the Tana is Remeir, you're going to have a problem. And then in the Mishnah Lamed Vav, why is Bitei Potter? So Mor says, no. Really, Remeir holds Mesa Mashalim Lesley. You can't get Misa. Even Remeir agrees you can't get Misa in Mammon. Loike Mashalim, yes. So the first Mishnah says Loike Mashalim. It says Mashalim, and even though there's Malkus, you still pay. But the second Mishnah says that by Misa, you don't pay. The Braisa says a case of Misa and he's paying. We answer to Itmar law. We learned on, in regards to this Braisa, or we said in regards to this Braisa, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yaakov quoted the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yirmi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Or Rabbi Oben, Rabbi Loab, Chachavurta Mishmei, the Rabbi Yochanan. They say it was the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amri, they say, but Tebeach Ayarei Acher. The case was that the person was that he shechted, he used a shlech to shecht it. So he's chayiv. He's going to be more than say that we, even we hold in general ain shlech l'dvar aveira. You can't. The shlech doesn't work for aveiras. So the person's not held responsible. The mishaleach, the sender, the one who appoints the shliach, is not held responsible for the actions of his proxy, of his shliach, when it comes to veiras. Dalav hei is an exception. If a person steals and then he shechts through a shliach, the lach is he's chayiv. But he's not chayiv for the Shabbos part. So here we have a case where, yeah, he's chayiv mama because he's not, but because there's no chiyah misa. But in a case where there'd be a chiyah misa, there will not be a chiyah mama. Misa overrides mama, even if Hardu Meir holds loyka mashalim, makes the mashalim not. So now we have pshat in the Mishnah. The more it's going to. So it's tzvei achayin ayachar. The more it says, v'chi chaytim ezem ischayiv. So the shliach does the veira, and the mashalayach is chayiv, the dalar vehei. The more it says, amarabah, amarachmana, utzvachai. The more it says, bring three sources that. The chiyuv of when a person steals an animal and then he shechts the animal that he's chayiv to pay dalav hay is even if the shechita was done through a shliach. Rava says because Amar Rachman the pasuk says the Torah equates tviach and mechira. Ma mechira yadayacher, just like mechira, the act of mechira requires two individuals, so it's not him himself doing the veira. There's another individual involved, and he's still chayiv for it. And that would mean even if let's say the mechira is through mashicha, so the person steals the animal, and then he goes and sells the animal, and the purchaser does the act of purchasing it through the act of mashicha. It means the mercher didn't do anything. The mercher ganif. What did he do? He said, "Do mashicha," and the purchaser schlepped the animal. So the ganav is chayav to pay dalav hay. I didn't do anything. What am I chayav? I wasn't my maisa. But you see that he can be held responsible for the maisa that somebody else did. So mechira yadayacher, atvicha yadayacher. So tvicha also the Torah is equating mechira to tvicha. So over here it's unique that even though normally ain't shechita the barbeiro, over here yes shechita the barbeiro. We have the word O, the Rabbah says a shliach. The Mechizkin Tana, Tachas, the Rabbah says a shliach. It says you pay Arbis and Tachas, Chemisha Baruch Yisham Tachas, a Shor, Arbis and Tachas, it says the word Tachas, the extra word Tachas, to the Marba the shliach. Okay. So Mor says, okay. So in the average scenario of Dalav Hay, where the person steals it and then he points a shliach to shecht it for him, he's chayiv. But over here, this is a case where he appointed a shliach to shecht and it was shechted on Shabbos or shechted to Avodah Zarah. So we're going to say that this act, the idea of shliach is we say that the shliach can give him the same chiyuv that he would get himself. But over here, if he would do such a thing, he wouldn't be chayiv. If he was shechted on Shabbos, he'd be patur. So ma'asal amar zutra, mi'ka midi, is there any scenario that we have, dilo ovid ihu, loy mechayiv, ovid shliach u'mechayiv. If he himself would do it, he's not going to be chayiv. And now through a shlich is going to be chayiv. Shlich is never better than himself. So if he would shecht on Shabbos, he wouldn't be chayiv to pay. He would shecht on Shabbos, he wouldn't be chayiv to pay. Now the shlich shechts on Shabbos, and he is chayiv to pay. So you're making the shlich is better than himself. The more it says, or everything more, no. When we say there's a din that when he does an aveira, which has the chi of Misa and the chi of Mammon, it's not pshat that he's not chayiv in Mammon. He's chayiv in Mammon. El mishum dekam lei b'derabim ineis. That's what you wonder where that phrase comes from. Here it is, okay? What we do is we sort of absorb it into the larger aveira, into the larger punishment. We put that, we make it exist in the larger punishment. So the pshat is when a person over here, let's say, the Torah punishes the individual by paying a kanas, and the Torah punishes him by giving him a chiyuv misa. So when he gets a chiyuv misa, he hasn't fulfilled his punishment for the payment. The Torah is rolling the punishment of this and saying, well, the punishment of the misa is sufficient to cover everything. So he is chayiv of the chiyuv mamon, but we're going to give him the larger punishment and include in that larger punishment the smaller punishment. So the mashal, there is a the Mor is going to continue to discuss about what a case where he did a b'shogeg is a din of kamar rab mineh. The Mor is going to learn out that there is. Well, so you didn't. That's not kamar rab mineh. It's not kamar rab mineh in the full sense because he didn't get the larger punishment. But you know, but still there's a p'tur. But there's a marshal. The marshal says that the difference is in a case where it's b'shogeg. If the nizik would be typhus, the person mechalal Shabbos, he burns and he's mazik somebody. He burns down somebody's godish. He lights a fire in a way that be chayv to pay for the damages on Shabbos. He forgot it was Shabbos, so he doesn't get killed for Shabbos. So in that situation, if the nizik is typhus, if the nizik takes the property, takes payment, the nizik gets to keep it. Tfisa works. But in a case where he got punished, tfisa doesn't work. Because the case got punished, it's equivalent as if he paid. So what are you being typhus? There's no money to be typhus. He paid already. So come around in that situation, it's equivalent to payment. In a case where he didn't get the larger punishment, there's still a patur. The more is learned on a pasuk, there's still a patur. Chayv misa shoygan is patur. But tfisa works, like the marshal says.
I guess the korban is just a kapara. It's not really a...
Yeah, it's not a punishment.
So, is this... Can you infer from here that the penalty on the mazik is more about punishing him than making reparations to the person he damaged?
No. Even though I understand why you wouldn't want to do that. Because we're saying that once we have a pasuk, you can't give the, you can't mechayev him two things. So even if the other, well, that was the argument before. That was really Ula's argument, that whenever there's a payment, the Torah prefers the payment over the malchus, because we want the individual to get the money. But we pass the berakah, and we give malchus and not mamon. So that the Torah. Will not give him both, and he needs to get the punishment of Malchus. So tough luck on the other guy. I want to say it. Okay, fine. Great. So we've answered Upper Meir. We have the town of our Mishnah, according to Rish Lakish, is a Meir. Malchus and Momin he gets, Misa Momin he doesn't get. The Bryce says the Meir says that he gets over here that he pays, even though there's a Chiyah Misa, because there's Ayah Le'achar. Only problem we have is why would the Chum say you're potter in that case? Right? Right? If they're arguing in Kamer Rabbeinu, I get it. If they're not arguing in Kamer Rabbeinu, Mersi B'tabeach HaYereyacher, my Tamayot Rabbanu Tepatri, why would the Chum say that he's potter? So, Reuven steals, and where this concept that the Shlich is by the Chiv of Dal Behei, everybody agrees to. Say, so the Shlich is works. So the Chiv of Dal Behei should be there. And he shechted it on Shabbos, and the Chacham say potter. He didn't shecht it, somebody else shechted it. So why should he be potter? So the more answers, Man Chachamim is a Pshim and he. The issue over here is a different issue, and now we understand why the three cases in the Braisa. The town of this Chacham over here is arguing. Not close to the place. Chachamim Poitrim, it's the opinion of Rav Shimon. What's Rav Shimon? Damer Shkita Shein Aruya, Lo Yishmo Shkita. That a Shkita, which after the Shkita, the animal is not allowed to be eaten. The Shkita does not generate a heter achila. That's not the Shkita the Torah is referring to. So the Chiyav of Dal Vehei is referring to a Shkita, which the animal now is permitted to eat. Since in these scenarios, the animal is not permitted to eat through such a Shkita, he doesn't have to pay. That's the issue. So the Mor says, okay, well, let's go through the cases. There's three cases. There's the case of Shechting to Avodazara. Shechting to Avodazara, the animal comes, Asr B'Hanoah, so you can't eat it. Shechting an animal to Avodazara, the carbon of Avodazara is Asr B'Hanoah. Shor Niskel is Asr to eat. It's key, we learn more than that from a Pasuk that once you shecht it, once it's chayv, Shor Niskel, even if you would shecht it, the animal is Asr to eat. There's no law from the animal. Okay, so he's not chayav to pay according to Rav Shimon. What about Shechting b'Shabbos? Where does the Isser Achila come by Shabbos? That's the more he's going to grapple with. Okay. So Hatena Chavur Sechavim b'Shar Niskel. So saying that the issue over here is Rav Shimon makes sense with the case of a Zorah. And by Shar Niskel, that's called Shechita Shein Aruya. The full phrase is Shechita Shein Aruya L'Achila. Shkita, which does not make it royal achila, lo shma shkita. That's not, when the Torah said the word v'tovach, it didn't mean a shkita, which the result is you can't eat it. El shkita Shabbos, shkita ruya hi. B'shetling on Shabbos, the animal is permitted to eat. So it's a shkita, which is roy for achila.
With nan,
Mishan Chulin. A shechit b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim, al pi shemischai b'nafsha shkitas k'shera. So it's a fair Mishnah that the loch is the shkita is valid and the animals permitted to eat. So why would, if the issue is of Shimon, so Shabbos is not explained by that. Some more answers. Sabra loch Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler. So there is. We're going to say that the Tan of this Brisa is Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yochanan Hasandler the Tanya. But what's Rav Yochanan Hasandler? Rav Yochanan Hasandler is going to learn out that the Torah says that Maaser Shabbos and one of the Lama Tes Malachas, which was done, the resulting item is not permitted to use. Okay, Hamavashel b'Shabbos. Person cooks on Shabbos. So now the first two opinions, Remeir and Yehuda, are going to meet the Rabbanan. There's going to be some rabbinic kenas on the result. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is going to argue on a deraisa level. Okay, so what's the law? A person cooks on Shabbos. B'shargeg, the law is if a person cooks on Shabbos, b'shargeg yechel, he can eat it. B'mezid. If he cooks on Shabbos, amazed, Chazal gave a kanas, he can't benefit from what he did. Lo yechel, he can't eat it. Diber Remeir. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, b'shargeg, yechel umotzi Shabbos. He can eat it, b'shargeg, however, he cannot eat it on Shabbos. He cannot benefit from what he did on Shabbos itself. B'mezid, lo yechel alomis. But mezid, it's also to eat alamis forever, and even that is only he. Somebody else could eat it. Okay, and the same thing in Remeir. Lo yechel, he can't eat it, but somebody else could eat it. Just on this machlokes halacha lemaisa, you'll see that the tzion over there is under Behuda Shita, and that's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. The Ramban in Hilchot, beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches in Aruch Chaim, brings, there is a second opinion that we pass on like our mayor, and so Makom Atchak we're Semechon our mayor by Malachas Rabban maybe Semechon our mayor. Bishop Bird talked about that possibility. That was Bishogeg. In the case of Bishogeg, you can use it on Shabbos. You could have said even Bishogeg you can't use it till after Shabbos. Okay, Rechon Asam Lo Armor. B'shogeg, Yeachel lemotzei Shabbos lacherim belolo. If he does it b'shoigeg, it can be eaten after Shabbos by other people, but not by him himself. B'meizid lo yeachel alomis lo yloy belo lacherim. If he did it b'meizid, that's it. It cannot be eaten. So my time with the Rechon and the Sandler. So where does the Rechon and the Sandler get this halacha that something was Maisa Shabbos, something was done on Shabbos, is also to eat? Kedarish Rebekiah Apiskot Debe Nesia. So Rebekiah said the following pshat as he was standing by the front of the house of the Nasi. Ushmartim is a Shabbos, Kikadosh Elohim. The Torah says that there's Kedusha on Shabbos. Makadosh Osir Bachila, of Maisa Shabbos Osir Bachila. So Maisa Shabbos is Osir to eat. The Mor says, Kadosh is not only Osir Bachila, Imakadosh Osir Banoah, Maisa Shabbos Osir Banoah. So the Torah should be Osir not only Bachila, but even Banoah, you can't give it to a Goy, you can't do anything with it. And you just said it's Osir Bachila. Tamalamer, Kikadosh Elohim. Shalachem Yehei. So it's yours, so you can still benefit from it, you just can't eat it. Okay. If so, Yachal Filah B'Shagig, so Maaseh Shabbos is true, whether you're Maaseh or B'Shagig, it's still called Maaseh Shabbos. So even if a person did a B'Shagig, it should be also to have any benefit, not him or not anybody else. I'm sorry, any Yechila, even not he, not anybody else. Tamalomer, it says in the next Pasuk, Mechala Moshi Mos, that this drosh of Shvat HaShabbos Kikadosh Elohim, Mechala Moshi Mos, is referring to that we're talking about the case when it was done B'mezim. B'mezim Amar to the Chobala B'Shagin. Okay. So that's why the Rechon Sandler said in the case he did it amazed, lo yechel olamis, lo yilor v'lo lecher. V'shogeg, it's a din rabbanon, they were guys of shogeg, otu amazed, but they didn't make the gzera full amount. So he can't eat it olamis, but other people could eat it after Shabbos. So the more plegim of Ravach or Ravina. In Rabbi Yochanan and Sandler Shita, there's a machlokes Amoraim. Chadar Maisa Shabbos is the Raisa, Chadar Maisa Drabana. That this did that we have something called Maisa Shabbos, is that a Raisa or not? So one said it's a Raisa, Mandam of the Raisa Kedamoran, he makes the drush like we just said. Mandam of Drabana, the one who says it's Rabbanan says no, that comparing it to Kaddish is improper because it says Kaddish he, so Dashan he Kaddish rein maser Kaddish. The Kedusha is referring to Shabbos itself, but not to the actions done on Shabbos. The Mor says okay, Laman Namar Rabbanan, my Tamayal Rabbanan. If you say that this Isser of Maaser Shabbos is only Rabbanan, it means the Raisa of the Shkita is Roy. So then we still haven't explained the Raisa. If the issue was the case was Ayali Yachar, so the issue was not an issue of Kamalei Brahmane at all. So really should pay. But the issue is Shkita Shenaruya. So by Shoran Eskol and Abbasah Chabim, yes. But by Shabbos, I mean, it's Roy Lachila, the Shkita. And if you're looking at the eyes of the Torah, this is a Tvicha that the Torah is Makaya for. Because on the Deraisa level, it's still Roy Lachila. So why are the Rabbanan say you're Potter by Shabbos? The more answer is Kika Potter Rabbanan Ashara. That which Rabbanan say that the Chum argue that the Potter is referring to the case of Avodah Zarah and the case of Shor Niskel. But Enochami, they agree by the case of Shabbos that he'd have to pay, according to that the opinion that's only it's only Rabbanan. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi starts with the word Rish Lakish. about two thirds of the way down the page. Mishlokas Mahadra Shinuya, the Rumiya Mishlokas is going back to answer the steer that we asked, or Minan Bereish Shmaitan, Masis and the Makas out of Kasubas. We had a steer between the Mishnah and Makas, or the challenge. The Mishnah Makas says that Achos is Chayav Malkas, and our Mishnah says it's Chayav Kanas. So Malkas and Kanas, that's Malkas and Mammon, and you don't get Malkas and Mammon. So he answered that your whole premise that you don't get Malkas and Mammon is not true. The head of the Mishnah's Remeir holds you do get Malkas and Mammon. Hamani Masisa the Ktani Baal Achos and Nosin Kanas. That says that in the case of Baal Achos pays money. Remeir he damer leel like a mashalim. Remeir says you can get Malkas and Mammon. Shloshem Hamavir le de Malkas Mavir le de Tashlumen. So where was Remeir? So we quoted Remeir before that in a case where Adam Zemimin came and were mechayev the person money, and then they're found to be Zemimin. So really, we have two issues over here. There's basis and lakash zaman lazos liochib. They have a chiyuv to compensate the person for that what they try to do to him. That's a chiyuv mamon. And also, they were over the veir of losan abriach ein shaker. They testified falsely, which is the chiyuv malchus. The chachamim say you can't get both. The Torah says the punishment is kasha zaman lazos liochib. The mayor says no, you get both. You get kasha zaman lazos liochib, and you get malchus also. Because the source of the chiyuv for the malchus and the source of the chiyuv for the mammon are two different chiyuvim, so there's not a steer. You can get both. So he holds like a mashalim. The verse says, if it's Remeir, I feel a bita nami. Even in the next mishnah, the case of bita, the mikdal law that he's chai misa for that, the shalom he still doesn't have to pay. The whole steer of the Remeir, the potter mishum the rabbi minay. Remeir holds you not potter because the fact there's a larger punishment. So why does the next Mishnah say Abal Bitoy Potter Mina Kanas? Person Abal Bitoy Potter. Some more says maybe you'll tell me that he's moited by Miso. But we have the Brisa which says Tavach B'Shabbos Ikechiyav Miso. He shefts in Shabbos at Tachiyav Miso and still he pays. V'chein Abad Shechom and Tachiyav Miso and still he pays. The Morris is going to come back to the Bryce and say, what's he supposed to pay for Sharaniskel? It's not worth anything. Once it's Chai, what's the Sharaniskel? It's also Baal Noah. So it's a worthless animal. So exactly how much do you pay? 5 times 0. So Morris says, but meanwhile, you see that here Meir says that even though he's Shetting on Shabbos, he pays. So if he's Boal Bito, he should have to pay. And the Mishnah says he's Potter. Morris says, no. The case over here was Tevech Le'Yachar. Haganav Tziba L'Shluchay L'Shchit. He appointed a Shliach to Shechtit. So there's no Kam Le'Bir Amire over here because he didn't Shecht on Shabbos. V'chi Shliach Choyte B'Shalech Mischayev K'nas Darbo V'Chemisha. Does the Shliach, is that true that the Shliach does the Veira and the sender is going to be held culpable for the results? The Karmelam B'Kedushin. Ain't Shliach Advar Avera. Shliach doesn't work by Advar Avera. So the Mor says that Dalabahe is an exception. How do we know? So three Peshatim. First shot is we compare it to Mechira. Mechira Yavsha Elay Reyacher. Shalakeach Lechem Imenu. Mechira, by definition, requires a second individual. So the person did not do the full maisa, and still the Torah is mechayiv him for the act of somebody else. So where's the tvicha? Also, you're chayiv for that to somebody else, or the drasha of or the drasha of tachas ashor. It says chemisha baruch yishalom tachas ashor. So the word is tachas chemisha baruch yishalom bishor for the shore. Motzi lemit shalom bishor. The verse says, okay. But here we have a scenario that if he himself would do it, Ovidihu, Lo Mikhayev, Dhamikdol, if he do it himself, he would be potter, he wouldn't have to pay because he's killed. And when a Sheikh does it, he's Chayev. So more answers, La Mishum, Dolo Mikhayev. The Chiyuv Ramulate, no. When a person the Shech on Shabbos himself, it's not that Moshe doesn't have the Chiyuv Mammon as well. The punishment of the lesser one is absorbed into the larger one. Okay. Yeah. What's one point over here? The Tosis points out that that what I told you there's a din of Balos de Shemayim. You notice I changed the scenario and I gave you the case was that the case was not the case of Dal Vehe. I gave you the case of that he himself shattered he burnt out a Goddish. Why did I switch to that case? That's the case of Mammon. This is a case of Knas. So Mammon is a Chiyuv. Dal Vehe is Knas. Burning something on Shabbos, burning is but the Hezek of Eish is Mammon. So by Mammon, the Chiyuv is intrinsic. Knas, the Chiyuv is not intrinsic. Knas is only Bezin passing to the Chiyuv Knas. Till the process of Bezin takes place, there's no Chiyuv Knas. There's no such thing as Tfisa on a Knas. Because if Bezin has not created the Chiyuv, which Bezin can't, because Bezin can't pass the Chiyuv, there's no Chiyuv. Mammon is an intrinsic Chiyuv. So, in the case of... because the Bezin can't pass the Chiyuv from him, he's Chayv Misa. So, if a person would burn down the Gadash and Shabbos, so even the Bezin can only pass on the Chiyuv, the Bezin cannot pass on the Chiyuv Mammon, the Chiyuv Mammon is there. He was Mazik, he owes money. So now it comes along that it was B'Shagir, the Bezin did not pass on the Chiyuv Misa. The Bezin still cannot pass on the Chiyuv Mammon. Once there's a Chiyuv Misa, the Bezin cannot pass on the Chiyuv Mammon. Even if it's B'Shagir, but the Chiyuv Mammon is there, so Tefisa works. But a case where he would shecht on Shabbos, the Ganav would shecht on Shabbos, the Nignav cannot be Teufis Dala Behei. There's no Knas, there's no Mammon, that money is not owed. So Bezin creates that. That's a Loch in Bezin. That's why Mammon of Knas is part there. Once you need the process of Bezin to create it, once we know the information without the process of Bezin, you can't create a key of Knas out of it anymore.
So it comes on this. What about the. I understand the multiple, but the Karen itself.
Karen is his Chayim Mitzad the Gneva. You know, that's not Chayim Mitzad the Tzricha. When a person steals, he's Chayim. There's two Chayim. There's a Chayim Mammon. There's a Chayim to return the animal. But if the animal would die, the animal would just drop dead. He's still Chayim to pay for the animal. So the Chayim Mammon, Shaboy, that we don't. That's something with Shabbos. I mean, the case where he would do Geneva on Shabbos, we had before, he's schlepping it out. So that pays the Pibi Butter from the moment. So it comes out in this scenario over here, we're talking about Dala Behei. If he would do it himself, he wouldn't be chai of the Kanas. It's not Kamalei Ramine, that's a Chiyuv Mammon which is rolled into the greater Chiyuv. Right? So the Morris Kasha was. You're saying that through a shliach is worse than him himself, because himself, he would not have to pay. Through a shliach, he has to pay. So, no. By him himself, he's also chayiv. That's not true. In this case, if he himself would do it, he wouldn't be chayiv. If he would shecht on Shabbos, he would not be chayiv the moment. And it comes out that through the shliach, he is better than him. He is more chayiv through the shliach than he is himself. If he does it himself, he'd be chayiv misa, not mammon at all. I mean, not the kanas would not exist. And now that the shliach does it, he's chayiv the kanas. If he burns down on Shabbos, right? There's no din shliachas by. The Mor says that the shliach is yad. Okay, right. So, President Shalech Yad in Bikodin, the Mor learns out that there's also a din of Yeshlech Devar Beir. It's one of the three exceptions. There's Me'ilah, there's the Dal Behei, and there's Shlichus Yad B'Pikadon. Okay, so Shlichus Yad B'Pikadon. If a person would do that in a way which would take advantage of the item through a Chiyuv Misa, a person receives a Pikadon, then he takes the Pikadon, and he takes advantage, he uses the Pikadon. See, he's held after, that action is now Machayev, and whatever happens afterwards, he didn't consume it, he used it. Right. So he's given a car as a Pikadon, and then he drives the car on Shabbos. So now we say, okay, now that he's Shalach Yad, he's considered a Ganav, and if anything happens afterwards, and now he puts it back, and then next day lightning strikes the car. I'm not Chayav Anoinus, I'm not Shalach, Shermer's not Chayav Anoinus. Yeah, but you're not a Shermer, you're a Ganav now, because you were Shalach Yad. He did a Shalach Yad through Chiyuv Shabbos. Okay, so we say the Maisa, in that Maisa there are two things. So now he does Shlichus Yad through a Shliach. He saw somebody else. There's that act of driving the car on Shabbos was Shlichus Yad and the Chiyuv Shabbos. Both are there. Both are true. Does Vayin a Shliach. He has a Shliach drive the car for him. So Vayta, there's two Chiyuvim. Right? No, there's not. But he's not Chayav for the Shabbos part, but the Shlichus Yad part works for him. Right, we get that case, but over here, you have to generate this. If he himself would do it to be two chiyuvim, he does it. Shliach, yes, he gives it to be chayiv. You're not going to get both. You can't hold him chayiv for both because you can't give him two chiyuvim for one ma'isa. But intrinsically, there are two chiyuvim there. But over here, there's not two chiyuvim intrinsically. So Tosfos says, the more means that. The general concept is enough to say that even this specific scenario, yes, you could. It's not pshat the shliach is better than you. The pshat is the shliach is generating a chiyuv, circumventing a problem. He's taking like the rabbim in it. So in this scenario, also even you're not to be chayiv, he himself he would do it not be chayiv. Ayel shliach, we just circumvented a problem of how he can have both issues. We're saying, well, the Chiyuv Shabbos belongs to the Shliach and the Chiyuv Mammon belongs to him. Somewhere held that, that's okay. I don't know. Rashi doesn't get as eloquent as Tosfos. Rav Shimon, Perek Merubim, Bekisi Adam, Moshe Ben Ezra. Rav Shimon comes up in three places in Shas. And he says it actually comes up four places in comes up in Kedushin also, but the main place where he presented it in the Mishnah is in three places in Shas. Yeah. So where it says okay, so it's Shkita Chenaria. It's Nageya in Meruba, in regards to the Chiyuv of Dal Behei, it's the Geya to Kisei Adam, is a Chiyuv of Kisei Adam. The Torah says when you shecht an Ofer Achaya, you have to cover the Dam. Is this called a Shechita? You have to cover the Dam. It's the Geya that regards the Yisrael Shabbos Benoit. If you shecht the mother, the Shechita Genaria is an Yisrael shechting the child afterwards. So Shimon says, no, but the Shechita Genaria wasn't Shechita, so there's no Yisrael shechting the child the same day. The Zivchei Mesim Asurim, the Borland's out that it's called Zivchei Mesim. Zivchei Mesim are also, just like Mesim is also Banah, this is also Banah. Chen Shar Niskel, Mishenigmar Dinoy, also Banah, Kabin Babakamo, Babsachim. So the Mora says it's Rosh to tell us that once there's a key of Skila, the animal is also Banah. It says, the Pazik says, Sakal Yisakel Ashur, Velo Yechel Espesoroi. Now, well, the Mora says, "Mimasher shenemar sakol yisakel nidei shehuv nevela nevela sur b'achila." Torah says, "You know, you do skill on the animal. And by the way, don't eat its meat. Of course, you can't eat its meat. It's nevela. It was killed through. It wasn't killed through shechita. It was killed through." So more, the pasuk tell me, even if you that is saying that the basar, you cannot get any benefit out of the basar. Means even after, so that it's tamanis or esrahanu. Okay, person is mivav shabbos shabbos a shogeg yerchel afilu baba yer bikinu that day. Who makes it lo yerchel hu lo oilam. Avlacherim yisraelim oichlim. So makes it lo yerchel. So Rashi learns in Remeir that he cannot eat it lo oilam. Yehuda Rav Shogeg yerchel hu lo matzei shabbos. So he cannot eat it on Shabbos, but he can't eat it. He may eat it after Shabbos. The concede and shogeg the mezer. So there's some element of kanas. If we're going to allow a case of shogeg, people might come to allow a case we did of a mezer. The mezer, Rabbi Huda says, lo yerchel hu olamis ela cher. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos learns that the Remeir holds that the mezer, Remeir's Mezid is a Rehuda Shogeg. So, which means that he could eat it after Shabbos. But Rabbi Yochanan, sound like you're seen in Ye'ochel, not Yochel. The issue is not him eating, but it may not be eaten. They may not be consumed. So, Ye'ochel is in the active tense, which means he is eating or not eating. Yechel means it's in the past of being eaten. So, b'shogeg yechel acherim the Yisrael, other Jews can eat it, but b'meizid lo b'lel acherim Yisrael, no Jew can eat it. Abu Merker b'nosel l'vicham, you can give it to goy and the goy can eat it. So my time with Rechon Sandler. Domer Meiser Shabbos, the Tzorim Bechila. Where do we get this Yisra Achila for Meiser Shabbos? It says, like Kodesh. Yach Achila B'Shogeg T'yaseh Bechila Im Shogeg B'Bishol Shlo Yodesh Hu Shabbos. So maybe that's why, if it's, the issue is it's Kodesh, means even if you did a B'Shogeg, it should apply. It says the next part, B'Chala Moshe Mos Hechel De'ik Achiyev Misa Asir Bechila Ki Kodesh. Actually, it's the same part, not even the next part. You're very nice, you didn't correct me. Shredden Shabbos, Kodesh Hilachem, Echala Moshe Mos, Kodesh Ba Malacha Yimos. Right, so the Pasuk says, this drasha, that it's like Kodesh, is referring to Mezid. Okay, let's hold it here, we'll pick up the Rashi tomorrow.